Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Domatex in Germany, first day of the show, and I'm with Andreas Groho, the chairman of the board for both the show and the exhibit area. Andreas, how you doing?
Everything's fine, because we're first day of a record Domatex, so I'm most happy.
Let's talk about that first year of a huge reformatting of the show, and you were just telling me that there's a record number of exhibitors and a record square area of exhibit space sold, up 10% this year versus 2 years ago. And the reason we count every other year is because the Domatex show is more successful in years when there's no Bau show in Munich and there's no Bau show this year, right?
Yes, you're right. This 10% plus regarding the net sold exhibition area up to 106,000 square meters. And also the numbers of exhibitors went up to 1,600 compared to a little bit more than 1,400 2 years ago. We have some discussion in Deutsche Messe if it's a new Domatex or a further developed Domatex. I wouldn't decide on that, but we changed many, many things, especially the layout in our venue. So we rearranged the different product groups. And it's always a risk as a show organizer if you do so, because some booths might shrink or some exhibitors might say goodbye. But actually, it proved like the other way around. So many exhibitors took this opportunity to enlarge their booth. We got many new exhibitors. And that's, of course, the reason why the show grew so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the 30th year of Domatex. And another statistic that our listeners may find interesting is that 85% of the exhibitors here are from outside of Germany, right?
Yeah, you're right. Unfortunately, in this industry, the German industry is, let's say, not the biggest worldwide, but we are most happy that all important producers worldwide regarding the different products come and exhibit on Domatex in Hanover. So it's the worldwide platform for all different kinds of floor covering.
And it's uncontested the world-leading exhibit for floor covering worldwide.
It is. And very happy that the second biggest is the Domatex Asia in China. And we just announced the start of a Domatex USA in Atlanta in the spring of 2019.
That's big news. I want to get to that in just a minute. One of the big differences between Domatex Germany and Domatex in China is the largest market for the consumption of flooring in the world. And so a lot of people call that a regional show. And a lot of the exhibitors you have there are more focused on that market. And the reason I love to come to this show is because everyone in the world who participates in flooring comes to this show.
Yeah, you're right. Because we have the so-called pyramid of different exhibitions in one industry, and there's just one on the top, which is in the flooring industry, the Domatex Hanover.
All right, let's talk about this big news. You're talking about being a disruptor or a change agent. You are going to move the cheese, if you will, in the United States by offering a Domatex USA show. And the interesting parts of this is that it's going to be in the eastern part of the United States. And traditionally, the show that's focused in residential has been on the western part of the country. Talk, if you will, about this decision to come to the USA with Domatex.
We thought for many years about doing something in the U.S. Why? One reason, of course, is our company interest to grow. That, on the other hand, even more interesting, we've approached by several exhibitors of Domatex asking us for starting something like a Domatex in the U.S. because there's no show yet offering this kind of product range. So we are the new kid on the block, and I think we have to wait for some years about the success of the Domatex show. Of course, new products to be developed, but the first reaction or response we've got from the market was a very positive one about the new offer of having a Domatex in Atlanta for the U.S.
You know, there's no secret. I think it's happened worldwide. There's been consolidation, and there's a few big players that do a lot of volume. And a key question to wonder is whether or not you'll be able to attract the anchors to exhibit at this show. And we were talking about this prior to this interview, and you were saying if they look at it as a replacement for what they do regionally, it should be something they would agree to do, right?
Yeah, but I'm not focusing that much on a replacement of an existing show. I say in the beginning, the Domotex is something like an additional offer for the more eastern hemisphere of the US, and about that unique product range of the Domotex coming to the US. And it's a little bit like David and Goliath in the very beginning. So let's wait for the results. But definitely we have the patience for doing several Domotex in the US. Of course, we are eager to grow with that show. And I think we have to cover also regional aspects and interest in the US. We have to look from the point of view from the market. So it was not just us alone thinking about launching a show. You can be assured that we spoke with many potential exhibitors about why, where, and if they would follow us once when we are offering a Domotex US. And of course, we spoke also with the big US companies producing floor coverings, what they might think about such an offer. So we feel that we have a positive move and backing from the industry towards the Domotex US.
It's interesting you use that metaphor of David and Goliath. I'm sitting here, you're the leader of the world's largest show, and I'm wondering which one's David and which one's Goliath.
Worldwide, I think there's no need, once again, to prove the success of the Domotex in Hanover. But in the US, we start, let's say, in the junior position.
Okay, I understand. What do you think makes Domotex successful here? And I'm sure you'll try to bring that to the USA. What is that component that makes it where people want to come and exhibit?
It has a long history, as you mentioned, 30 years now of having a Domotex. And whatever we did, we developed the Domotex show always together with associations. We had a many talks with media. We spoke with all major exhibitors, tried to collect their ideas about further development of the show, their needs in the market. We have a very good representation of visitor groups in our exhibitor board of Domotex. So we always felt to be part of that industry, and we developed all together the show. And that's what we also do in the US. Let's talk with the market about the needs of the market to develop the appropriate product, Domotex US. Always be with the market and not trying to swim against the stream.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's good to talk to you again. Been talking to Andreas Groho, the member of the board of Dolce Messe and the head of Domotex, and you've been listening to Kempar and Florelli.net.